The New South Wales government is planning to sell off public housing to address Sydney's increasing housing demand. This is bad news for the tenants of Ivanhoe, a long-standing public housing estate in Macquarie Park in Sydney's northwest, which has been left in limbo since being notified of an impending eviction. This uncertain future has resulted in anxiety among the tenants, many of them Sydney's most vulnerable. Adrian Flores reports.
Imagine finding out that you're going to be evicted from your own home, not through a letter in the mail, but through watching the evening news on TV. Not only that, but you are also left in the dark about when the eviction is going to occur. That was the experience of the tenants of Ivanhoe, a social housing estate in Macquarie Park in Sydney's northwest, back in March 2012.
15 minutes, people were out on the street. There was yelling and crying and people were very distressed, and I went down and told them that they should join the tenant group and then we'd start to find out what was going on.
That was Marie Sillers, a resident of Ivanhoe. She is one of the key figureheads behind the Ivanhoe Estate Tenant Group, an incorporated body advocating on behalf of its residents. Over 2 years have since passed, and the Ivanhoe residents are still in the dark about the state government's plans. Marie Sillers says that being in a constant state of limbo has had detrimental effects on her health and well-being.
I've been at this constantly for 3 years. I'm basically at this estate stuff 6 days a week. I get tired and irritable because they just won't talk to us. We're just normal tenants. I'm not trained to do any of this stuff. I just care. I think that the way the state government is doing this is disgraceful, and they need to start giving us some answers and telling us what they're going to do.
There are approximately 600 people living in Ivanhoe, most coming from backgrounds of hardship, ranging from the poor to the elderly to recent migrants, to the drug addicted, and to the mentally ill.
Hi, apple something. Oh, this is Luna Park's stuff.
You're hearing some of the tenants organising the food dropped off in the Ivanhoe community room and distributing it amongst the other residents. The food was provided by OzHarvest, a charity sourcing excess food from commercial outlets and giving it to the vulnerable. Despite the hardships Ivanhoe residents experience on a daily basis, there remains a great sense of community and belonging within the group. Sarah Barker is a social worker contracted by the Ryde Council to assist the Ivanhoe tenants. She says there's a lot of anxiety amongst the tenants over the lack of detail from the state government over its plans for Ivanhoe.
There's definitely a lot of anxiety. There's anxiety in relation to what's happening to them in the future and when is it going to happen. One lady said it's like living in a war zone, and then she moved. And then another lady told me that she gets up in the morning and she knows she's safe for one more day because there's no letter under a door, but she goes to bed at night wondering if she'll wake up the next morning and there'll be a letter.
Sarah Barker began work with the Ivanhoe Estate in April this year. Her contract will finish in mid-November.
My belief is that Ivanhoe Estate will get redeveloped, but my goal and my ideal outcome would be that we, as a social worker and working alongside the IETG and Salvation Army and other organisations, that we would, I guess, be in the driving seat to determine where these people go and try and get them to a place that gives them a better future rather than to a place where they're going to be anxious. I think on a more personal level with the people I deal with, I guess my goal would be to encourage them that new opportunities mean that you can succeed.
That was Sarah Barker, a social worker from Ryde Council, finishing that report by Adrian Flores. And the Department of Family and Community Services has provided a response. They said the Department of Planning and Environment has recently completed its public exhibition of the Urban Activation Precinct and is currently receiving submissions from the public. They said no decision's been made regarding the Ivanhoe Estate as the outcome of the Activation Precinct process is unknown.